Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
I love that C4 Cactus. Love it. Hi there, Dr. Kirsten Zemke. Welcome to the studio here on this Friday morning, Friday the 24th November. It's Thanksgiving back in the United States of America.
I know. I'm going to cook a turkey this weekend.
She's going to cook a turkey this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Woohoo!
Yes.
You celebrated over here or not? How long have you been with us?
I've been here over 30 years. I came here when I was minus five. We've occasionally celebrated it, and this year there were some people I felt thankful for, or I hadn't seen in a while, and so I'm just having a real small. I have a tiny house like the size of the studio, but you know, just invited a few people over.
Now we just sold my accordion last week. I forgot to tell to do that. Sitting there, it's ready to go. It's a beautiful accordion. If anyone out there's interested in buying my accordion, please give me let
very,
me know.
Very very good meditative instrument, I find.
Meditating. Loud, quite loud actually. Oh, I yes. found them quite. I'll show you a picture, see what you think.
Meditate to the accordion. That's a soothing instrument, that one.
I'll show you some pics. You tell me if it's, everything. It's a
good for a tango.
Tango. Just a good-looking accordion. That's basically what I know.
Oh, you could play Slave to the Rhythm for Grace Jones. Strange. I've seen that face before. Strange.
I don't know if I want to use it.
She can play her accordion. Yep, yep.
It's a good-looking accordion, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
See, it's all very...
Yeah. I recommend it. If you want just a mellow, relaxing instrument. nice.
Have you seen that mask?
No, they're scary. Now he's putting scary pictures on of scary turkeys. But how much is the accordion going for?
Well, I mean, I'm prepared to sell it for quite cheap.
Okay.
$150 by now?
$150.
Is that cheap?
Yes, that's very cheap. That's very cheap.
Yeah. All right.
Buy it for your neighbor's children. Oh, my God, that is a horrible mask. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
We're talking instruments. Okay. We're talking bells.
Yes, big Hell's bells. Big bells.
Big bells, like as in bells that look like bells or bells that look like big tubes?
Well, both. Yeah. Because the big bells, I mean like the one in Big Ben... Big Ben is only the fourth largest bell in the British Isles.
But Big Ben is such a loud bell that if you're actually next to that bell when it sounds, it could shake your insides out. Did you know that?
Really? Well, and that's only the fourth. Imagine standing next to, there's the Olympic bell, and then there's something in St. Paul's Cathedral and one in Liverpool. And so anyway, the long ones, the tubular bells, were made to emulate those kinds.
Right.
So that if you don't always have access to a big, huge tower and a hunchback to play it for you.
Sure. And a bell with a, what's a plonker in the middle called?
The plonker is called the clapper or...
Clapper, yeah.
No, well, here, you'll like this one, the uvula.
Oh, the uvula. The...
Don't get it. Don't mix those letters around.
Uvula. Dyslexics. Uvula.
Yeah. Yeah, so you
is
can...
Is that your uvula?
Or are you just happy
hang
to
on.
See me?
Whoa, hold on. Just hold on a moment. Is that your uvula?
Anyway, so word of the day, uvula.
Uvula, beautiful word.
So that's the small loose sphere enclosed with the body of the bell or...
So the big long ones have those as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But you strike them. Well, some have them, some don't.
Should we play a track so we know exactly what sound we're talking about?
Okay. What track are you going to play?
Nick Cave. And here it is straight away.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird.
I'm going to drop in a bit of last week's instrument.
As it shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming.
So,
surely come up now.
Okay, well, you're gonna wait for the next four bars.
Man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
There we are.
Boom. There you go. So they literally were church instruments and turrets and towers and part of some part of the Catholic buildings, but also part of, you know, smaller bells in their prayers. Also in Asia, big, huge temple bells.
Yeah, those are nice bells. A bell or a gong or a bell.
Yeah, so it's very religious, which is, I think, why some of our darker musics, you know, that play with the dark side.
Oh, that sort of music. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. That they use it, you know, sort of to sort of either critique or sort of play with that religious symbolism and kind of go there.
Okay, next up, should we play The Pumps? I was mentioning Pumps.
Yep, The Pumps.
I love the song. God, I love the song. Beautiful use of bells there. Beautiful.
Yeah, so they would obviously have some different tunes, right? And they're hitting it. And I don't hear the inside thing. So it gives us sort of an aged, you know, you picture older churches, it gives you that sort of medieval vibe, isn't it? And distance. You hear some of the bells.
Yeah,
sort
of like this, the peal of the peal of bells across the. Yeah.
The death knell for whom the bell tolls.
But also your wedding bells, celebration bells, you know?
And then the worst one is the one inside clocks.
The bells inside clocks.
Yeah. But that was the other bell is people that.
Yeah.
Remember those long clocks people used to have, and it had bells.
Yeah.
The long tubular bells inside them. The tall ones.
Yeah.
Well,
my grandparents used to have a amazing. So my cousin still got it. Beautiful grandfather clock.
And does it have the big bells in it? Yeah.
It was the little Big Ben. It was like ding 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 ding.
So it's it calling you to church or calling you to the next realm?
Well, just to the next hour.
Or to breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you had...
Or to dinner or to sex or whatever's next, you know?
You had goth grandparents, you know, that just like full bell.
Yeah, but, yeah,
oh,
no.
Oh, good.
No.
Oh, that's a,
I'm just
good
saying,
to know
I'm just
everyone.
Thinking historically, you know, the bells could have meant anything. You know, could have meant...
Well, they weren't used for that, sorry. It just wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a sexy thing, bells. It wasn't like... Right, the bells. No. What's up? Let's get cranking. No. Let's go. No.
Oh, you can get one of those bell ensemble. You know, the guys where each one's got a different one. You can bring them into the bedroom.
What sort of bell are you talking about?
Yeah, he really rings my bell.
You can ring my bell, ring my bell.
My uvula.
Ding-a-ling.
Yes, you're ding-a-ling. Okay. Oh, there we go. He's got big bells.
Growing men and women.
That's
okay.
Three are.
Okay. Now, so we've got one more to play.
Okay. We've got one or two.
Swissy.
Are we going to play? Yeah.
Swissy.
People think people now spell names really complexly, you know, for children. Anne will be spelled E-I-A-G-H-N-N-N, right? But come on, Susie. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's a great way of spelling Susie because I love the Sue Indian.
That's right.
Yeah. So Susie and the Banshees was S-I-O-U-X-S-I-E and the Banshees. But she had some bells on the go as well. This is a track called Cities and Dust. Someone emptying out there.
God.
Waste water there or whatever.
I hope you're not in your car right now.
Go, Susie, come on. None of those discordant 80s bells. Do you know what? If anyone out there knows the answer machine that I'm thinking of, there's like a common answer machine, like a common sort of answer phone message thing that has a sound like that in it. Almost suicidal. It's horrible.
But see, all these musics we played have had that, they've been on the edge of darkness, haven't they?
Yeah, true.
So it's got a, even though it's for church, right, that's supposed to be a happy thing, right? Isn't that why you go?
I'm just happy to know that after I die, things are going to be great.
There you go. Okay, for death. Afterlife. Yeah, but so then they sort of use it. It's just like the Gregorian chant. It ends up sort of representing darkness and fear and satanic rather than.
They need to get some new bells. Those ones aren't up to scratch.
Well, they would have this stupid one different.
Will they be bells or bell samples?
You know, everyone was sampling
that.
It's probably a little Casio.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Oh, look. Oh, that's cool. Since I've been there. Hi, caller.
Hey, you'd be pleased to know that my Rangi Bay Primary and also Murray's Bay Intermediate have been using bells.
Great. Just like in between classes, or what do you mean?
They went to the Marimba Festival using them there and also at the APA in town.
Oh, so I love that. Well, you have a whole group.
Plenty of that happening out there. They're using bells.
And they each have a different tune. Oh, right. And you have to learn how to do it.
They've got the traditional bell, plus there's a one that's a bar, and that's a little arm that hits it.
Oh, okay.
It's happening. It's happening in New Zealand here, in the mighty New Zealand.
Bells on.
Bells are in.
Bells on. Yep.
Bells are back in. Thanks. Next generation.
Thanks,
kids.
Dan.
Yep. Okay, see ya.
Oh, very nice with the bells. I'm very happy with the bells. It's a nice instrument there. If you had to buy a bell, what would you buy? Would you buy one? Would you buy 10? Would you buy
the different tunes, the tubular bells, right?
Yeah.
Or those hand bells, if you want the whole ensemble, you know, with each kid having one or two. But those big ones, so there's a list of the biggest bells in the world in different countries, but they also list the bell makers, which is interesting because obviously it's such a big deal. To make those things that are, bigger than this room here.
To cast it.
Yeah, so that's like an art in itself is those people that do that.
Would that be the biggest instruments commercially created?
It probably is.
Yeah. Wouldn't that? Biggest single instrument?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Fijians have those big, huge log wood drums, but it'd be bigger than that.
Yep. Way harder than that.
All right, let's go. It's the biggest.
All right, yeah, cool. All right.
Okay, and they're back in.
Yeah, bells are back.
If you're a hipster, get yourself a bell.
Not like a little, like a bicycle bell.
Now, the largest functioning swinging bell, oh no, only until 2006, 66,000 pounds in Kentucky. Oh my God.
Oh.
66,000 pounds. Yeah, so we're talking.
That's massive. 66,000 pounds is...
I don't even know what that is. Oh, the largest one is in Moscow, in the Kremlin.
Lucky.
It's 160 tons. It was never rung and it broke in 1737.
Oh, well. I'll teach them, why not?
There goes it.
Hi, Reuben. How are you? You a fan of the bell?
Oh, bells are fantastic.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about bells. We're really into it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kirsten. Thank you very much for discussing bells with us this morning. Next week, we'll talk about what, do you think?
Koto.
Koto. What's that?
The koto, the Japanese string instrument.
Oh.
You'll hear it. Koto. Yeah.
Sort of thing. Is it a plucker or is it like...
No, it's a plucker and it's on your lap.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus. The antidote to the everyday.